Speaking of the ocean and swimming, let's open the door and welcome to the program old friend. It's George's old swim coach from high school, Marge Schimdidler. Hi, Marge.
Sorry, I'm using my personal massager right now, it sounds like. Hi, guys. How are you? It's me, Marge Schimdidler.
Hey, how are you?
You guys having a pretty good little morning?
Pretty good little morning.
Pretty good.
I haven't had a good morning since 1978.
Oh, dear. That's so sad.
That was the last time I had solid foods.
Oh. It's been that long?
But no worries. I actually enjoy gruel.
Oh, gosh. You may be the only one.
I heard you guys talking about the ocean recently on one of your radio programs.
This show, yes, just minutes ago.
As you guys may or may not know, I used to be a swim coach.
Yes, yeah. You were George's swim coach,
no,
right?
Not mine, but maybe a swim coach.
As a matter of fact, I was George's swim coach in Chicago and then Marble Falls. I followed him there because he was so talented. You swam like a dolphin, George.
No, not really.
I used to joke at our swim coach parties that when I found you, I found my porpoise in life.
Yeah.
It's fun to laugh a little bit. What with all my medical conditions.
That's
Marge.
Tough. Are you
Anywho,
still ailing?
I used to love swimming in the ocean.
Yeah?
But after the sharks took my feet...
Oh, gosh.
I kind of lost a lot of the joy for beach swimming.
Understandable.
I only went a few more times after that. I lost this thigh the first time after that.
Oh, my gosh.
Marge. Didn't you see this bite mark over here on my torso?
Yeah, what was that from?
That was a tiger shark during spring break of 1968.
Oh, that was
that
a while
was a
back.
Great spring break.
I never knew this. Were all the shark attacks, is that what puts you in the chair?
No, that's not exactly what put me in the chair, but I will say this. Every time I went swimming in the ocean, I endured a shark attack.
What are the odds? What are the odds? 100%
of the time.
Wow.
That's why I have over 115 bite marks on my body.
Oh, gosh.
I bet you're wondering, why all the ass bandages?
Well, yeah, maybe.
Funny story. I went to a pumping party in Tent City.
What is that?
Wasn't a good idea. It turns out it wasn't exactly medical grade silicone that the homeless were using there.
Oh, gosh.
The infection began pretty much right away. I got an abscess on my buttocks, George.
Oh, gross.
You want to look at it?
That is awful.
That's...
It got infected and they swelled up to the size of rain barrels.
Oh, my God.
It was horrible. I look like a Kardashian, George, but not the sexy one.
Yeah.
I had to go to Parkland where they cut my buttocks off and made me some new ones out of Bondo and wadded up garbage bags.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
But it looks pretty natural. If I could raise up out of the seat, you could see it.
Yeah, well,
but
just stay down in there.
But I can't raise up out of the seat.
That's okay. That's all right.
I saw you in the commercial, George.
What commercial?
The Under Armour commercial where you're swimming. You look so good.
That's Michael Phelps.
No, it's you. I'd recognize that stroke anywhere.
That's Michael Phelps.
Just go along with it. She wants to believe
it. Yeah, oh, good. You saw me. That's good.
Can I come live with you, George?
No.
I'd like to see a ceiling again.
Marge.
You're sleeping outdoors? Gosh, that's terrible.
George, please, George.
Just invite her, just for a night.
Junior's got plenty of room in his house. How about him?
I know two of you kids have already moved out.
Yeah, but
that
we've got a lot of dogs.
17
so.
Extra bedrooms. Please. I'm begging. I promise I won't eat you out of house and home. I can only eat gruel.
George, just say yes.
I think it would be more convenient for you to stay with Junior because he's in the city of Dallas.
He doesn't like me.
He? Did you say he doesn't like me?
No, I said she.
Okay.
She doesn't like me.
I haven't undergone the reverse Bruce Jenner yet. Because I can't afford it.
So you want to, you just can't afford it. I'll tell you what. You know what? I will show some compassion. Marge, you can come stay with me.
Oh, there you go.
I'd rather be homeless.
Oh, gosh.
Bye, George.
Bye, Marge.
Bye, Marge.
There she goes. There's Marge Shimdidler, former swim coach. Not mine, but a former swim coach.